We ask that everyone get their seat so we can get started and, you know, do what we're all here to do, okay? So we're going to start in about a minute, but please, everyone get your seat.
I got two seats here. I know.
Welcome to the Ontario Science Centre, welcome to the Question of Truth, and welcome to the International Day for the Elimination of Discrimination. This is the 30th anniversary. It's the first time the Ontario Science Centre is celebrating it. Canada started celebrating the International Day for the Elimination in 1989, so we've come a far way. And it's actually very emotional for me to see so many people here because it means that we all believe that change is possible. We believe in remembering our history and acknowledging the people who have been fighting for us, like Professor Angela Davis. And it's also, it's not only a day for celebration, but it's a day to commemorate the lives that we've lost. It was 30 years ago in South Africa that innocent people died and were wounded protesting against apartheid, and that's where the International Day of Elimination was born. And I think we always have to remember that, that we always have to fight and we always have to struggle. And I said and a lot tonight, I'm sorry. I've invited a woman here who has this incredible voice, who captures the feeling of struggle in her words and in her presentation and her writing. So we have a real treat for you tonight. Many of you don't know Faith Nolan is going to be here tonight, and she's going to be performing before main event. So I'd like to... Faith, would you like to come up and join us? Thank you.
Well, it's a great honor to be here among so many of my friends and to sing for Angela and to celebrate the International Day for the Elimination of Racism. And, you know, Black History Month and International Women's Day, just wrapping up. This is a song that I wrote for a Native woman from Shubenacadie, Nova Scotia, named Anna Mae Aquash, who was murdered by the FBI in 1976. She was part of the struggle with Leonard Peltier in the American Indian Movement. And, you know, of course everybody knows that Ipawash carries on today, and I know we all go there every month and bring groceries and money to support that struggle. And I guess that's where, on this continent, racism first took hold for Native people. Song of solidarity. Anybody like to sing along? You could join me.
It's like 100 years ago. You
you at demos all across Toronto. Yes, from Islington. Many of you probably haven't been that far, but I have. So this is my favorite song, because in Toronto, the favorite question is, where you're from? Right? You know that question, right? You say, from Toronto, they say, where you from? You say, Toronto, they say, where you from? Where your parents from? Toronto, where your parents from? Where you from? Where you really from? Isn't that a great question? Don't you love that? So you can ask me where I'm from if you like. Shut up. But you know, people always ask me. Come on, let's work it. Come on, people. All right.
Divided and ruling is a political tool. is a political tool. You know that they divide and then they rule all of us. It is a political tool. And as the great and wonderful Langston Davis still says, power to the people. Thank you.
I wrote it, Faith McMullen. But he made a lot of money off it. Say it with me, that'll just be great, all right? Okay, it's called One Glove. One Love. You might not know this because it's from Nova Scotia. I'll teach it to you, if you get that ready. One Love.
Thank you.